Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
And welcome to another night of smooth drama with your co-host Dick Hugger
and Bud Pecan. That's your name?
That is me.
All right, I got it right the
that
first time.
Me. What?
Anyway.
Way.
I'm just kind of fired up. That's all.
Why?
Just because, you know, the Saints won the Super Bowl.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. It was awesome.
You sound like a white boy.
I know. It's fucking awesome, dude. It was
like it was awesome.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. As always, we want your calls, so please break us off a call, 646-929-2037.
Or you can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And for my obligatory self-serving selfish ways, I would, of course, welcome the female thong shot at dick@smoothdrama.com.
Have you gotten one yet?
Zero. I am batting
none. You're batting zero.
Zero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well?
Hey, it happens.
How are you going to correct that?
Well, I'm not going to take a picture of myself in the thong and put it and send it to myself. So,
oh.
You just...
So take a picture of yourself in a thong and post it to the site.
Yeah, not going to happen.
But you offered to go running through the streets naked if we got a sponsor.
Right.
Maybe we can get that Sip and Dip guy to sponsor the show.
Hey, I'm... You know,
I'll have to give him a call.
Yeah, I've
then you'd go running to the streets naked.
Running through the streets, bucket naked.
Bucket naked.
Bucket naked.
Mm. Okay. Calling all people. We need to find a sponsor so Dick can go running bucket naked. We're going to have a bucket naked Dick running the street. And if he wore his afro, it would be a bucket naked hairy Dick running the street.
Hey, I mean, you know, hairy Dick.
Me love too. Hello. Yes, I'm like a hairy dick.
Day off, right?
That's just mean.
Oh.
Yuck. Yuck.
Yeah, so he wants to...
That makes me like want to gag.
Probably would.
Yeah.
If you want to keep up with us. From your mobile device. Keep up with what Harry Dick and
Buttercup.
Yeah, you can check the word smooth drama.
Yeah, you're all flustered now.
To the number 41411. I'm all right.
Okay.
Dick. All right. I mean, about open-mindedness and all that, you know. Obviously, I'm very open-minded. which is why I saw this this little thing about eating, and I wondered how open-minded people are. Because, you know, here in America, you know, we eat a lot of things, but we have certain staples that we just don't go away from. Well, you know, I got a homie in Dubai right now, and they were talking about how there's a new food sensation that's heating up over there. You know how we love our burgers over here, but over there they love their camel burgers. You open to eat camel burgers?
If it tastes like chicken or hamburger, yeah.
Well, what they said, they was like, everybody's born of beef and chicken over there. So they decided to start making camel burgers.
Okay.
And they said the $6 camel quarter pounder is fat and cholesterol free.
So is that being sold at McDonald's?
No, it is not being sold at McDonald's.
Where do they sell it?
It's sold at the Local House, which is a restaurant chain.
What is it called?
The Local House.
Local is an L-O-C-A-L?
House.
Okay.
And you,
is that anything like the Waffle House or the Pancake House? House of Pancakes?
Well, yeah. It's
House of Camel?
But they have, you know, they have the fresh, they have the fresh camel burgers, and, you know, instead of the sesame seed bun, it's served with a khamir, which is a yeasty bread over there, and it comes with melted cheddar cheese and
how much fries?
Well, a burger sauce and some fries. They have a very special burger sauce over there.
Is that like Jack in the Box secret sauce? Which all it is Thousand Island dressing.
Right, but you wasn't supposed to say that.
Like, I don't work for Jack in the Box.
Yeah, me neither, but why are you trying to mess it up for everybody?
I'm trying to mess shit up.
And they say it's similar to beef in taste, but, you know, supposedly camel meat is supposedly tough. But they said that they've done something where they tenderize the meat and they won't tell anybody. It's like secret, extra secret.
I was going to say, do you really want to know what they do to tenderize it?
Not really.
Neither. Me neither.
Yeah. I'm, you know.
Kind of. That's the secret that I don't want to know.
Hey, what if you decide to make you camel burgers?
Yeah.
Camels are no uglier than cows. Cows and chickens are not aesthetically pleasing looking animals.
Neither. Well, neither are some of the other things that we eat.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know.
So did your friend try one?
Not as of yet. And, I mean, it's a big deal. It's a lot of people are talking about it. They actually had it on CNN where they was talking about it.
Make its way to America.
Yeah, I'm because we don't have a large amount of camels here, I'm thinking that it won't catch on anytime soon.
It might be imported. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I don't think we see it at Carl's Jr. no time soon, though.
Or McDonald's, Mickey D's.
Right.
Mickey C's.
Yeah, Mickey C's, Mickey D's, Mickey D's.
And it actually comes with fries, huh?
Fries, yep.
Ew.
Yeah, camel burger and fries. Don't hate. Participate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead. I'll let you try it.
All right, well, you know, for those of you who aren't into trying new things, you know, you want to stick with the old things, the tried and true, hey, you know, they had the little thing on the health benefits of chocolate. You know, the study saying that there's a decreases your risk of a stroke,
being that it's 22% less likely to suffer a stroke than those who ate no chocolate. But they want to say that before you go and try and guzzle in all the milk chocolate that you can, the milk chocolate is the one that's not good for you, because a lot of what they call the flavonoids are cooked.
Flavonoids?
Yeah, flavonoids. Yeah, so what they're saying is eating the dark chocolate, pay attention, y'all, eating dark chocolate it helps decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease. It's saying that for those people that ate a small amount of dark chocolate a day had lower levels of the protein that is associated with inflammation in their blood. So it helps you not blood clot as much, which of course causes a heart attack. So that dark chocolate consumption can help with that.
Dark chocolate.
You know, I almost called my homie Charles. He's like the darkest chocolate brother I know.
I know Charles.
Yeah, so, but, you know, he probably would have cut me out. I'd say we can call him up right now and ask him about it. But it also says it increases the blood flow to the brain, and it may also have some anti-cancer benefits, because the flavonoid may help reduce the cell damage that can spur tumor growth. And so that's why they're saying more and more research is showing that eating the chocolate is really more beneficial than ever.
Eating dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Not milk chocolate, dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. The one with the less flavor, you know, the one that gets ignored. You know, like maybe if you somebody you want to like, if you want to be inventive, like you eat oatmeal in the morning, whatnot, or you have some dark chocolate cocoa, you want to eat the oatmeal every day, you can get some of them dark chocolate, what do you call them, the little kisses that you cook, bake with, whatnot, and add those so you can get your daily amount. Now, just something to think about, you know, as, you know, we look at ways to trying to make people feel better, whatnot, natural ways to do it. You know, the dark chocolate is the most natural chocolate out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, I know women like chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening out there, eat chocolate.
Eat dark chocolate.
Eat dark chocolate.
Not just chocolate.
Yeah.
To be dark chocolate.
Got to be dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Now, would this constitute chocolate racism?
No.
No, think about it. I mean, because, you know, we're hyping dark chocolate, but we're not saying nothing about white chocolate. I wonder if people are going to come out like, hey, what about white chocolate? Why are you against white chocolate?
We're not against white chocolate. We never said don't eat white chocolate. We just said eat more dark chocolate. Eat dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate is good for you.
Yes.
I'm just posing the question.
Okay, but yeah, but we never said don't eat white chocolate. They can eat white chocolate and dark chocolate, but we're just saying, you know,
don't eat
add that dark chocolate in there.
Well, I do need to add this, though. Don't eat white chocolate, the basketball player, Jason Williams.
That
would be cannibalism.
Oh, cannibalism.
Yes.
But you were just saying that Travels is the darkest chocolate out there.
Yeah, that is.
Cannibalism? Would that be considered cannibalism?
Probably.
Okay. Well, just eat dark chocolate.
Just eat dark chocolate.
Or add dark chocolate into your diet.
Your daily diet. you know. I mean, the chocolate is good for you. You know, dark chocolate is good for you. And it also helps the libido.
Does it now?
Yeah. It's a sensual, sexual stimulant.
An aphrodisiac?
Yeah. Afro!
You just wanted to say afro.
Yeah, but it is aphrodisiac also. So all the good things that you can get from dark chocolate.
Yeah, okay. I never realized it was an aphrodisiac.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, you know, these studies are kind of subjective because, you know, I read a study where they were talking about beer may be good for you, too.
Right.
Good for your bones.
Mm-hmm.
Good for the wheat and barley. But I'm thinking, like, you probably don't want to put that out there because me and the y'all eat food, drinking beer, talking about it's good for you, my bones.
Right.
I don't need the calcium. I'm drinking a lot of beer.
Mm-hmm. Can we call our guest now?
I guess you can.
Our guest is Tamara Lockett, founder of 3D Confidence. We're going to let her tell us a little bit about her company as soon as we get her on the phone. So we're trying to call Tamara Lockett now. Tamara.
Give me a T.
GG.
Hey.
A.
Oh, well, A.
You have reached Tamara. I can see your name.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will give it to you at my earliest convenience.
Oh, no.
Can we put the phone number out there on the air?
No, oh. We can't do that. I'm going to try it again. Oh, my goodness. She's at the casino.
At the casino?
Having fun.
She's not crying.
No, she just won.
We need to hang out.
Yeah, we do. We going to Tulsa?
We going to Tulsa.
Hello?
Hello.
Tamara!
Yes.
You are
Emily.
Here.
Welcome to Smooth Drama.
With butterfly.
Thank you. Y'all don't give no warning. Just call and I'm bam online.
That's it.
On the air.
Uh huh.
Okay. Oh, well, hi everyone.
Hi.
Hi. We were doing a cheer for you. Give me a T.
Take it to the E. Well, one.
All you have to do is sound the T.
T. Okay.
T in the place to be. What's happening with you?
No, nothing. Just sitting here. Was actually just waiting for you to call me. Very excited to be on your show.
All right. Well,
we're excited to have you.
Good to have you.
So, tell us about 3D Confidence.
Okay. Well, 3D was founded in 2005, and it's a very unique program. It's a self-esteem program catered to the young people. So I really target. My target audience is teenagers and young adults. And what I do is use modeling as my platform. So it's so much fun because we do all these fashion shows. We travel all around. We actually been on BET 1 and 6 in Park, which that was a blast. So we have fun and they enjoy it.
Wow.
And at the same time, building, you know, character with them in themselves. And my curriculum is very simple. It goes by three levels, and I want everyone to hear this. And if you love yourself, educate yourself, and apply it to life, you will be successful.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it's fun.
Deal with that?
You can deal with that?
I can deal with that. All right, so as far as you know, the model and whatnot. What are you looking for when you're looking for a model, a teenage model?
Well, I'm not looking for anything. what I want to do is instill great things to them, whatever I can do to influence them to be better, you know, for them to reach their goals. That's all. It doesn't matter. So the size of our model, we have from, you know, the image that we see on TV all the way to plus size. So it doesn't matter. So we're going to show you how to rip the runway, because one thing we do is we do not play on the runway.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody out there want us to come on the show and show you how to do it, we will do that.
Ooh, I'm scared of you.
I ain't pulling my camera. Take my camera out.
I wanted to comment on Mr. Dick Hugger.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I comment on your name?
Comment on my name.
Yes. Okay. I have been on your Facebook. Nice looking gentleman you are.
Why, thank you.
But when I think of a dick hugger, I actually think of something that's holding on to a penis.
Like a rubber?
Something that is hugging. Yeah, it could be a condom. But from a man, I look at a man that he inserts into a woman, and a woman takes in. So it's so much easier for a woman to hug a man than a man hugging a woman. But I do get the concept of the condom, because you do need that protection. I teach my group that. But I did. I just like, that would be more of a female's name, wouldn't you think?
Dick Hugger?
No, I mean, because there's different ways. Remember, as we going through the American language lexicon, you know, one thing can mean a thousand things. So I took Dick Hugger because, you know, one, Dick Hugger, I'm not one, meaning
okay.
I'm off the grid, other words, meaning I don't drink the Kool-Aid, first. Second, you know, my name is like an anagram. Because it actually means F the N word. You know, I was trying to be hip hop different and original. So if you switch the D I with an F U and you switch the H U with an N I, I say that's what I feel all day about that word. And that's where I'm coming from. It's like bait and switch.
Okay.
There was a madness to his, you know.
Yeah, a little magnet.
Okay, I know now. Thank you.
But, you know, as...
But the first thing that came to my mind was, I'm a woman. So you got to think, I'm thinking from my perspective, and I'm thinking of hugging, I hug a man. And, you know, so...
Because a dick is made for hugging.
Yes, and as a man... You know, I encourage people to hug mine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay, enough said. Yeah, enough of that one.
Enough said, right there. Yeah.
Hugging is good. You know, I mean, because I have the Dick Hugger Love Movement. So as somebody that's of the love movement, I like to reach out and hug people, and I encourage people to reach out and hug me back.
Well, for a second there, I thought you were going to go and say, I encourage people to hug my dick, but, you know.
Well, I mean, it's all in how you want to look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I stepped on that one.
It's all good, T. It is all good. I mean,
but I had to know. I know I analyzed everything, so I had to know.
Analyze away. It's all good. I mean, I did check you out, and I know you was and you're dealing with children and trying to shake their minds and make them think positive thoughts and whatnot. you know, I know, you know, as we have it today, there's a lot of things that are attacking kids, whatnot, you know, especially issues like with the whole sexting and, you know, now I'm reading that kids who curse at school can get $100 ticket from the police and, you know.
Oh, really?
I was, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's one of those things, $103. So I was wondering, you know, like being someone who you deal with youth and tell me how you feel about these. You think that nowadays the youth are being used as a scapegoat for a lot of society's problems?
Yes, they are. And we're kind of creating that for them. You know, I can look back and I remember I used to get swats in school. They banned that. It's hard for a parent to discipline their own child. They can say, you know, it's child abuse. So it's kind of, and then at the same time, it is kids that we need to protect because they are being abused. So how do we make this a win-win situation? But when it comes to the media and what's out there, I mean, you have kids that's doing cyber bullying. I mean, all across the spectrum, from teen pregnancy. I mean, when you're dealing with teens, I mean, it's really so many issues that you deal with.
So now I know your foundation. You have like classes, you have like training sessions. Tell us about some of your training methods and the things that you do to help prepare and get the kids ready mentally.
Okay, well, we have a lady comes in and she has her, and I love that because it's so many people that have curriculums that want to help teens and building self-esteem. So I have a lady that comes in, and that's all she deals with is etiquette, from business etiquette to table etiquette, from just speaking etiquette. So, I mean, you know, it depends on what kind of, you know, curriculum I bring in. So I literally don't, you know, place every curriculum myself. I see people out there that are trying to mentor as well. And I bring them in because I have a group of kids that's already following my lead. Here, come inspire them. And it's really been a good thing, and it's been really helping in the community that, you know, when they're have different events going on, when they're raising money for different causes, well, they call me to use the model, and it keeps them busy as well. So it's really fun from the technical part, and then learning we rip the runway. We rip the runway. Y'all can look on YouTube and just Google in 3D Confidence. We have some little training techniques that we have online. One thing is practicing. We always practice. We warm up. I love our warm up sessions. Everyone is a leader. That's one thing I always teach, that everyone is a leader. So everyone takes lead. You have to keep your line in a straight line. They have to follow you, and everybody walks, you know, from one end of the room to the other end of the room. They turn around. Everyone has to do it because everyone has to lead their group. And that's just warming up. So it's really fun. And then they get to see their benefit when they are out there on their runway and people screaming. And, I mean, we didn't have people like, wow. I didn't realize they were going to be able to walk like that. So we practice all the time. And practice does make perfect.
That it does. That it
yeah,
definitely
yeah.
does. Now, I know also, you know, I read that, you know, you're a college graduate.
Yes.
And I wondered, do you go on the college campuses and try to recruit some of those kids and you know, try to tell them, you know, the education? And I know, you know, the etiquette classes that you were talking about, I think that etiquette and the business etiquette, how to talk to people, I think is very, very important also.
Yes,
Now, wondering, how do you, as far as the education, do you push the education also?
Oh, yes. We have teamed up with the college here, Tufts Community College. They have a college day where they, and they at least have at least 600 kids to show up, if not more, you know, where they telling them how to sign up for college, how to prepare, the planning. And so after, they always have a, you know, artist there with free food. And so they use our models to come out and model, do a fashion show, which is really good because that's their age at the same time, and they looking at them. So, and it makes it real easy for them to transition right on into college as well. So it's fun. It really is.
Now,
seeing the perks that the kids get as well, because on top of that, they're able to go to college for free.
What?
And I love that. Yes, all they have to do is different community service. It's a nice program called Tulsa Chief.
Yeah, we need that out here because my son definitely need to go to college for free. What we need to do?
Yes. So as soon as they graduate, they can go straight on into college. So we try to reach as many, you know, teenagers as we can and know that, let them know that that's out there and that's available. Even if you want to go to a huge university, just at least pay for your, you know, prerequisites. So once you do go to a university, you can go straight on into your major.
Okay.
So it's fun because you're getting to prepare. And one good thing about it is preparing the kids. I am being prepared as well because I'm still in school. And it's fun, too. I'm in school. I'm going for interior design. So what I'm doing with my degree is stage setting. So it's I guess it's not totally different because we're on a new project where we're getting ready for filming. So when you're in the entertainment field, as you know, you start in one area, but you end up way in a different other sector, you know. So it just spreads.
Okay. All right. Well, I know when I read something earlier this week, the First Lady, Miss Obama, I'm losing her first name for some reason.
Michelle.
Yeah. She came out with an initiative to help kids to fight against childhood obesity. And,
yes.
You know, and it's, I think that's a very important thing also. I think that obesity, you know, in children is also a mental thing because, as you know, it's not like when we grew up, and damn, I hate that I'm saying that, where, you know, kids don't go outside. You know, kids don't play, kids don't interact with each other like we used to. You know, we get out after the cartoon and don't come back to the street lights come on, but it's not the case now. And that's why you have a overabundance of children who are obese. And, you know, that was one of the initiatives that Mrs. Obama was trying to fight against, where they're trying to, I don't know how good it's going to work because they're talking about a federal task force to tackle the problem. You know, I think it's just one of those things where they just need to do some of the things that you encourage them to do, you know, the practicing in actual doing things.
Right. And that's what I love about them. Because it takes confidence. They have to love themselves to know, I cannot eat like that. And which I understand because I have went from a size 1 and 2 to a size 10. So I understand how the weight can come on and the food is good and you want to just keep on eating. But you got to love yourself to know you cannot do that to your body, that you don't want to keep eating these fatty foods and have high cholesterol. But it takes the love within you, and that's why I base this whole program off love. So, you know, and I love it because we're more like a family. You know, we all, when someone new come in, we just take them in. And, you know, you can tell they looking like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to walk like that. But once they get the practice in and we, you know, we socialize. And the one thing we do, we start with prayer and we end with prayer. And it's like a family. And one thing I want to see is this everywhere, in every state. It actually needs to be in every school because it makes these kids feel good. And then they're in the spotlight. So, you know, it's like I have to do the right thing. You know, they didn't see me on the runway. They can't go nowhere without somebody noticing them.
Okay. All right. Now, speaking on that, now, personally, are you the one who teaches them to walk on the runway?
Well, it's actually two of us. It's me and the fashion designer.
Okay.
And I've had other people come in and, you know, show different techniques. That's why I say I always open it up to anyone that has a good, you know, curriculum, that's structured, that want to influence them in a positive way. I don't, you know, just count me on it because I'm only one person. And like I said, I only see things from how Tamara can see things. So, you know, other people can influence them as well. So, and I love it. And people get excited. Just like when we went to New York, I ended up meeting up with a guy, Bruce George. He's the one who helped found Def Jam Poetry.
Okay.
And he came out and spoke with the kids, took them to the museum, then took them over to Central Park, and just told them how he got started and told them how, you know, to hang in there. So every time we fly somewhere, I make sure there's a community leader that can come out and speak to them. So I love the program. And when I hear the kids say, oh, Miss Tamara, I love it. I would never have been able to do this if I wasn't in it, you know. It lets me know that I'm doing the right thing. It gets hard. Believe me, it gets hard. But they say anything that you do that's worth having, it's going to be what you're going to work hard for it.
Right.
If you get it too easy, you better watch out and make sure ain't nobody right there behind you.
Right. Well,
I tell them knowledge is power. So all I do is just keep trying to, you know. I dropped out of school in the ninth grade. So I try to give these kids what I was missing.
Well, what I was talking about actually, not to cut you off there, but I was actually talking about, you know, are you the ones giving the lesson? Are you the one out there walking hard and getting your twist on? I mean, because I saw your pictures. You're a nice-looking young woman. And I was like, you know, you're out there twisting? All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because they keep me on my toes. So I actually have to invent something to make me stand out because they got all this energy. They're walking. They're walking hard, too. So for me to keep up, because I always come out with my models. That's one thing they, come on, Miss Tamara, you have to walk. So I always walk with them, but I have a sideways walk that is so smooth. You just
sideways walk? What's a sideways walk?
It's my signature walk. And yes, I come out walking sideways. I'm going to make sure I see everybody. And everybody sees me. That's what you want to do. They're there to see the clothing or whatever you're trying to sell. Because that's one thing I try to teach them. You're advertising. You're marketing. This is a business. So the more pieces you can sell that you walk down that runway, the more they're going to keep wanting you.
Right. Okay.
So it's just, and I let them know, once we get into self, that's what you got to know, it's way bigger than you. This world is way bigger than us. We just a little speck. So, you know, treat people good. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. You know, So, you know, just try to teach them the basics as well. It's really simple.
All right. So, you got any events coming up?
Yes. We are starting, like I said, I'm embarking in filming as well. So, rewriting, I just got through finishing up my first script of a runway movie. And I got some people here that's helping out that's going to be filming. So, we're going to see what happens.
Can I be a judge?
Huh?
Can I be a judge?
He just wants to be an extra.
I just want to be an extra.
He can. You can come on. We'll open the doors to you.
All right.
As long as he introduces me to come here.
As you as well, wait a minute, is it, and I want to make sure I get this right, is it butter pecan or butter pecan?
Butter pecan.
Okay, butter pecan. Okay, I just want to make sure I got it right.
it's probably butter pecan if you're down in West Virginia and some shit like that.
But you got to remember, I am in the Midwest. I am in Oklahoma.
Right.
No, butter.
Not parquet.
Butter.
Yeah, butter. That's it. Butter. And hair.
Butter pecan.
The thin hair. We'll say hair.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm just trying to be an extra, you know, get my judge on, you know, snap my fingers, you go, girl. Do it.
He would be the one walking down the runway saying, too sexy for my shirt.
But you know what? If you're around and you're watching those kids walk, it'll make you want to get up and walk with them.
I don't know about
that.
They have so much fun and they make it seem so easy. You will want to walk.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Oh, no, I ain't clumsy. I am not clumsy. We not going to go there. I am quite athletic, damn it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Clumsy athletic?
No clumsy athletic. I'm good with mine. You know, it reminds me, I was playing ball last night, and I guess this is off subject, but, you know, there was this dude that smelled so bad that nobody wanted to hold him. It was just like he just diarrheaed on himself and just was running up on the court.
Thank you for sharing.
I don't know why I said it. It just,
I don't know why either.
I couldn't help but bring it up.
You know, some of the shit that comes out of your mouth.
Okay. Well.
It's okay.
Yeah. You're going to move on. So if
but do y'all have anything special going on for Valentine's?
You got anything special going on for Valentine's?
Yeah, y'all get quiet.
No, we're not quiet.
No comment?
Hold on, I know that ain't butter talking about being quiet.
I'm no comment. Because, like I say, you put it out there, we're going to talk about you. So, I am put it out there, so I don't want people to talk about me.
Wow.
I'm not putting it out there. I have no comment on that one. I'm going to wake up and go about my day. How about you?
Who are we talking to?
Well,
both y'all.
Well, I'm probably going to be at home, take me a hot bath, and most likely look at Lifetime.
Lifetime?
Yes.
Dick is going to look at Midget Porn.
No, hold on. It's NBA All-Star Weekend, for one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, Dick being the basketball junkie that Dick is, Dick will be all up into basketball, among other things.
Oh,
among other things?
Well, I mean, I'm very interested.
Amongst other things.
I have varying and diverse interests.
Okay. Alrighty then. You're not going to elaborate on that, are you?
I'm going to be going about my day like you, butter.
Waking up and going about your day.
My day.
Whatever happens, happens, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go out and look for some dark chocolate.
Do you like dark chocolate? Oh, anyway.
Do we leave the camera? No, we don't leave the camera.
Steve, you there?
I'm here.
All right, well, we talked earlier. There was a scientific study talking about the health benefits of dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate is an aphrodisiac.
Do you like dark chocolate?
Yes. I like milk chocolate. Dark chocolate, it leaves a taste in my mouth.
Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Milk chocolate good too. Milk chocolate.
But wait a minute. I'm literally talking about chocolate.
Okay, we talk about chocolate too.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talk about what? Why you think?
I like milk chocolate.
Okay.
You like the creamy stuff. I'm talking about chocolate.
I had to just get quiet.
Both y'all got quiet there. Oh, no. I was seeing what she was going to say. She was like,
I'm not saying anything because the kids. What about the kids?
It's all about the kids.
Yeah.
I believe the children are the future.
They definitely are. Definitely are.
Well, this definitely has been fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad
for having me on.
We want to thank you for being on the show. And if you're ever down on the west, in the East West Coast, up on yes, in California.
Okay.
Or you let us know. Is there a website where people can check out what y'all doing, see videos of the shows, whatever?
Yes, you can go to my MySpace. And that is myspace.com/Tamara3D. And that's TAMARA, the number 3D.
All right. MySpace.com/Tamara3D.
That's it.
We'll definitely have to check you out.
Yeah, I'm be looking for the video, Tamara. Let's see what you can watch with.
I want to see that sideways walk.
Yes, I want to see the instructional sideways walk video.
You know what? It should be one on there where the models are doing the sideways walk.
All right, then.
I can't even remember what's all on YouTube, but if you just Google in 3D Confidence in YouTube, something is going to pop up.
All right.
Well, thank you, Tamara.
Anytime you want to come back on, holler at us if you got something going on, or you just want to talk about something, holler at us.
All right,
but thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetie. So all right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. And we're going to take a station identification break, and we'll be right back.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
And you are back with Dick Hugger and Bada Pacone.
Yes. We're back.
Tamara Lockett of 3D Confidence.
Yes.
Her sideways walk.
Sideways walk. Teaching the kids to walk with confidence and power and strut and dignity. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful shit.
Yes, it is.
I like to see that, because there's a lot of things can be told about a person in their walk. In their demeanor.
Really?
yeah, I mean, you're trying to convince me that, you know, you're about what you're about. And, you know, there's some folks that just walk like, oh, the world is over, my world is at an end. And then there's people walking like, yeah, that's right. Confidence, a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
Now, of course, we go into our haters portion of the show.
Haters.
We always want to talk about the haters in the world.
Haters.
How we need less hate and more love.
Haters. Yeah.
Start off with hater number one.
Hater number one.
Who allegedly bit into the chest of an off-duty cop at a Gold Coast bar at about 9:30 p.m. Fernando Cooper, 31, off-duty officer, got into a physical confrontation outside Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. And according to witnesses, the officer identified himself, but the other man didn't back down, didn't care, and continued to assault him. And after several punches, the man severely bit the cop's nipple.
Ow.
And I guess the bite was so severe that the cop lost a nipple.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah, that's hate for your ass there. I mean, I don't care too much for the police. I mean, you know, I understand they have a job and it's a difficult job to do, but I wouldn't bite one nipple off.
No.
That's going a little far. And I think you can get hepatitis and all kinds of other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, for boys and girls out there, please.
Ow.
Don't bite someone's nipple off.
No, don't want to do that.
It's not a good thing to have on your resume.
No.
And it should never be on your bucket list.
No.
Now, this hate is some group hate.
Uh-oh.
Some group hate over in the UK where 30 pages had to be deleted from Facebook. After it was found that they were used by British prisoners to taunt their victims from behind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the move came from UK Justice Secretary Jack Straw. As they found out, there was a crackdown on inmates who had contraband cell phones or accomplices outside prison who accessed the internet to intimidate their victims.
Wow.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe, well, not hard to believe, you know, because Lord knows you can get damn near anything in jail, but the fact that they would allow them to get on the internet, like you think at work they have, well, you can't get onto your social network. You think
you
that they
do
would
it
have,
in jail.
Right. You think they would think about something like that with all the ways that you can, especially you know your victims' names, and then you're harassing them on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. You know, that, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Third hater. A 37-year-old man who, using your favorite word, allegedly, took a woman from her Hemet home and handcuffed her, then took her to the airport while he was posing as a federal officer. The man's name is Gregory Raymond Denny, and on January the 15th, he went to the woman's home, handcuffed her, told the residents in the home that he was deporting her. He wore clothing that appeared gun belt and a holstered pistol. He took the woman in his vehicle to the U.S. Border Patrol station in Marietta, but
Uh-oh.
We lost our co-host, so we're going to try and get him back on the phone. Let's see here. Not sure what happened there. So let's see. Let's try and get him back. Hello.
Hello.
Not sure what happened there.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
Butter.
Yes. Are you there? Hello. Uh-oh.